3. The Quest for Better Analytic Methods, 1961 to 1969. If you think you are in the business of giving answers, you will get the diagnosis wrong, because your people are going to have preconceptions about what the answer is. Andrew Marshall. During the 1960s, Marshall's intellectual outlook matured on a number of issues. He became ever more convinced that Rand needed to look beyond systems analysis and undertake basic research on the behavior of large organizations such as the U.S. Air Force and private sector business firms. He also articulated the general problems of measuring relative military power between nations. These problems, which have not been fully solved to this day, have continued to fuel Marshall's enduring interest in developing better analytic methods. And, most important, by the end of the decade, he had developed a framework for thinking about the United States' long-term peacetime military competition with the USSR that, no longer focused, as most prior Cold War analyses had done, on the possible outcomes of an all-out nuclear exchange between the two nations. Marshall's views on these matters were not always embraced by many of his Rand colleagues, especially those outside the economics department. By the late 1960s, many of his fellow researchers had become increasingly caught up in debates over how best to wage the Vietnam War, but Marshall's focus remained primarily on the challenges of helping the United States be a more effective competitor vis-à-vis the USSR in what had become a protracted rivalry. This, for him, was the overriding strategic challenge facing the United States. The 1960s were a decade in which he followed his own instincts and went his own way to develop the basic elements of what would become known as net assessment. Before turning to the main intellectual paths Marshall pursued during the 1960s, a few words are in order about Rand's involvement in bringing program budgeting and systems analysis to the Pentagon. This analytic revolution was led by President John Kennedy's Defense Secretary Robert McNamara. McNamara had been enamored with the use of statistics and quantitative analysis to manage large organizations since earning a master's degree from the Harvard Business School in 1939. He began teaching business administration.